come back.
D-I-Z-K-G. You just bought this one and added it to the collection and checking and seeing how good I'm getting in the refeeder. I'm running low power right now.
Sound good. You're full quietening and got good audio. Over.
It's a Kenwood TM-281A. Pretty nice little rig.
Yes, it is, and the next radio I buy is going to be that radio for my base here. I'm going to put, I've got an Alinco I'm talking on, and I'm going to put it in my van. Over.
Yeah, that's, I bought this one here to put in my personal car out there. I got an Icom 2738 sitting in your dual van. $399 rig without the faceplate. I had to buy the faceplate to mount the face onto the radio. That was $49 more, so I ended up with, I probably got close to $600 tied up in this ICOM, counting the antenna and the coax I bought for it. But it's a good radio. I like it too. It does a little bit of everything, cross band repeat, two repeaters at the same time. And, you know, I think it'll be a pretty good rig to leave in the house and try to use it for like a cross band repeater. That way, when I'm out here mobiling around, I can use, you know, the cross band repeat to actually get back to the repeater.
Roger. Yes, of course, my first project, excuse me there, I got to get two new pieces of coax, and I'm going to get our G213, and that's not cheap, but I got to put one on my 20-meter vertical, and then the other one goes to my 15-meter dipole. The 80-meter and 40-meter dipoles, they're good, so I don't have to worry about that. When I put everything up, I didn't have this amplifier, and after I got it, then I'm going to have to change the coax. Over.
I got some RG-11. It's like what Charter Communication uses to put underground. It's the big one. It's about as big as your pinky. It looks like the LMR 400. It's just the center conductor in the center is not as big as the LMR 400. And that's what I got hooked onto, a 40 and a 80-meter dipole. And I don't have hardly no SWR. So that's what I've been using.
RG-11, I've used it before in the past. The only difference between it and the RG-8, if I'm not mistaken, is the RG-11 is 75 ohm coax. Is that correct?
So Roger, 75 ohm coax, and it's really stiff. I mean, it's almost like the LMR 400. It's pretty stiff. It's, you know, that's the only thing I don't like about it, because you have to make a bend to go into the house or something like that with it. I mean, it's hard to do. You know, I mean, you can do it, but I mean, it's hard to do, you know, because I mean, just like say if you had a PVC pipe sticking down through the floor and you got an elbow to go outside, it's kind of hard to get it through there. But after you get it through there, it's fine. But I mean, it's durable to pull on. I mean, you're not going to pull it apart. You know, it's pretty strong stuff. I've used it for years and years and years. I mean, you know, I know you're supposed to have a 1-to-1 SWR. You know, sometimes I have, depends on what I use it on. Sometimes I have like a 1.4 SWR, I mean, which ain't really bad. You know, that's pretty common for the 75 ohm coax.
Well, anything under 3-to-1 is acceptable. And I have known operators that operated as high as 5-1 and didn't worry about it. So sometimes people get a little more into that SWR than they should. Mine, and I operate on high frequency, my 80 and 40 and 15 meter dipoles are all resonant dipoles, so they carry a low standing wave. And oddly enough, the 20 meter vertical is a high gain. It's the one that's got the coil that you change the clip on. I had one time before, and I wasn't using it, so I was just going to put it on a mass I had beside my trailer here. So I put it up and run a coax to it, and was sitting here, and I said, well, let me see what it does. So I went to 20 meters and keyed up, and lo and behold, it has about a 2.2-1, and I think that is probably because of that metal roof on top of my trailer working as a reflector over.
Wow. Yeah, Roger, that metal roof, it kind of helps a lot, the metal roof does. I mean, if you can get above the metal roof, because, you know, on an all-directional antenna, you know, when the signal comes back down to hit the ground, it'll bounce off that metal roof and use it as a mirror, you know, and that's the way I have my Moonraker 4 set up over here. You know, it's an 11-meter set of beams, and it's got vertical and horizontal, and trying to get them back up for 10 meters, I actually made a contact yesterday down in Florida. I pulled one contact out, and I guess 10 meters died. You know, it just went quiet. But trying to get my Moonraker 4 back up, and that way I can start working 10 meters. I had one 6-meter contact, but I didn't quite finish making the contact. Like 6 meters dropped off, too, but it's about the same time the 10 dropped off. It's probably about 2 or 3 minutes behind 10 meters. And I swapped over there and to see if anybody was on there, and had that one contact and just didn't finish it. I got about three suffixes out of his call sign, and that was about it. And got his name, but, you know, I couldn't tell where he was at, because when he was telling me where he was at, it dropped off.
The name here is Joe, and I'm located about 5 miles west of Trousers Rest, and I've got plenty of room where I live, so that's the reason I like to put dipoles up. They seem to work real good, and the only problem I have is I'm down in a low place in a valley. The east and west is open, but north and south has hills. They range from about, probably 200 to 250 feet. But my favorite band is 40 meters, and that's the way my 40-meter antenna is oriented. It's oriented to be strongest north to south. I don't have any trouble out of that. Sometimes I get up late at night, like 12, 1 o'clock, and not long ago I worked the West Coast real good on that. N4UBG, N4DIZ.
IZ, KN4UBG, yeah. Well, that's kind of the way I set my two dipoles up. I got one wire stretched to the north, and I got one wire stretched to the south, because I'm having the same problem you having. The south side of me has got a hill that's about 25, 26 feet higher than where I'm at. The north side has a hill that's probably about 30 feet taller from where I'm at. And I got everything pretty much together to get my base and my tower put together. I'm just waiting on the wind and stuff to quit blowing to where I can get this last tree cut down out here. Because if I put the tower up with this tree up, I'm going to end up having to rent a lift or something to take the tree down. So I'm just going to wait to the, until I get a pretty day. I thought the day was going to be a pretty day, but I don't know. The wind done picked up out there, and that tree's blowing around pretty good. I don't really like to cut it down, you know, with wind blowing, because it's about 4 foot off the side of my house at the base of it, and about at the roof of the house, I'm about 2 feet off the side of my house, and it's kind of lean right over top of the corner of the house. And I'd really love to have a good calm day to pull that joker over with that 12,000 pound winch I got.
Definitely want to do that. You certainly don't want a tree on top of your house. And I've enjoyed the queue, so, and I got to get back to work here and to get a few things done. And I'll talk to you later on in 4UBG and 4DIZ, and enjoy that Kenwood 281. Clear.
N4DIZ. Well, you I'll say 73, and you have a good one, and be safe out there. Enjoy the pretty weather, man, and enjoy, you know, getting on the radio, and enjoy the QSO with you. I'll say 73, KN4, UBG, and I'll be clear. 4DJW, KN4, UBG. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear.